This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir, we're back at you once again. All things covered, Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, another big time show. This is the reaction show. Yes, the last time we had an opportunity to talk to Pat P, he released the news, gave us big time information in regards to the new team he will be playing with in 2023. So we got to definitely get Pat P's reaction. Of course, Steeler Nation, hit us in our comment section. Let us know exactly how fired up you are about Pat P joining the Steelers and the Steelers, the expectations for this team this upcoming year. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Drop your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Drop us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. Pat P, man, I'm fired up. There's a lot to be fired up about. Number one, we all woke up today. For the people that are watching us on YouTube, that are listening to us, we are live. That's the first big thing to be excited about. Secondly, my guy's a Pittsburgh Steeler, man. He was born to be a Steeler. It didn't happen in the beginning. Didn't happen in the middle. It's happening towards the end. But better yet, it's happening. Pat P, what has been the response from the fans knowing that you will be a Pittsburgh Steeler this year?
Man, you know, the response has been great. Man, you know, the fans has been, you know, nothing but, you know, showing me love, respect, and happy to have me a part of their football team, and just hoping I can come in there and help the room and help the team, you know, get where, you know, where the fans see them, you know, and that's hoisting another one of those Lombardi trophies and becoming, you know, the league's leader in Super Bowl championship. So, you know, my goal and aspiration is not going to change. I know, you know, the winning pedigree there is on Coach Tomlin's mind and the Rooney family's mind, and that's all they care about. You know, they want to win and they want to win right now, and those are the type of guys I want to be around to end off my career for sure.
What have you learned about Steelers, the Steeler fans, that you did not know 2 weeks ago?
Man, you know, been in this league for a very long time. You kind of see how they travel. You see how they, you know, how they always act, you know, no matter what the situation is, you know. So actually being, had the opportunity to play and, you know, there once in my career, they played and came to Arizona a couple of times. And,
you know, we used to fill the stadium. You already
know. Yeah, they took over the stadium for sure both times, twirling their terrible towels. Out there in the desert, and they was everywhere, you know. So it's just been great to finally, you know, to finally be a part of such a, you know, not only world-class organization, and Minnesota is a world-class organization too, but an organization that actually done it before. You know, I was playing with the Cardinals, they've been there, but they actually haven't had an opportunity to win it. Minnesota been there, didn't have an opportunity to win it as well. And, you know, but, you know, seeing those trophies every single day you walk into
the
building, it gives you a different motivation for sure.
No question. When you walk into the building, man, up top, man, second floor, you can see 6 of them things. They ain't sticky anymore. They shined up. But usually when you get them, they're going to be sticky. You know, you have people kissing them, sweat dripping everywhere. That's why we call it, it's this sticky Lombardi, because by the time you pass it around, you get the U is sticky. You know, that's what we call the sticky Lombardi. I can tell you this much, Pat P. Man, you know what? There's been a lot that I've been proud of in my life. There's been a lot. But last week, when my guy called me, man, and said, "Hey, Matt, you see what number I'm rocking?" I said, "No, I ain't got no, what you wearing? Tell me." He's like, "Man, go check social media." Man, when I saw you picking number 20, man, I felt like a proud father, man. I really felt like, man, out of all the numbers, because, you know, we talked about it. We talked about what you potentially can get. And you played around, you know, on social media about getting number 7. You know, of course, that's Big Ben number. Steeler Nation was ready to jump on you, too. Like, no, oh, yeah, you can't get 7.
You know, I had to tease him, man. I had to tease him.
Yeah, but when you said you was rocking number 20, man, I said, man, I can't believe this, man. Right here, we got a McFadden. We're going to have one with Peterson on it, and I got to get one. And make sure, for everybody listening to us on the podcast and watching us on YouTube, go support our guy. If you're a Cardinals fan, if you're a Viking fan, you're a fan of Pat P, please go support our guy. Get that new number 20. But tell us about that decision, man, getting that number 20, man, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Man, it was a lot went into it, you know. When I got there, you know, walking around the building, I was going through my number because I knew it was going to come, you know, to that time. You know, I'm thinking about a new situation, you know, new team, you know, I wanted to change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I saw 20 really stood out to me. And the first person I thought about when I saw 20 was B-Mac. Oh, I say B-Mac going to get a kick out of this one because that's the number that literally caught my eyes. Like, yeah, I'm going to rock 20. Yeah. I'm just going to rock 20. And I said, I'm a surprise with this one. And then when I got home, my daughter asked me, like, "Dad, how old were you when you got drafted?" Then I thought about it. I was like, I was 20 years old.
You were 20. Yeah. It tied in, and you didn't realize that till after. No.
Exactly.
Yes.
It kind of tied in with that, but I definitely got it to represent you, though, for sure, because I tell you so much that you meant so much to me and my – you know, in my career, you know, even, you know, in high school growing up, you know, so that was me paying homage to B-Mac.
Man, I appreciate it, man. And I can tell you this much, that 20 going to be lucky for you too, baby. You're going to get you one of them Sticky Lombardis, man. Hey, Pat P, you get a Sticky Lombardi, man. I might shed a tear, man. You do it in that number 20?
Hey, oh, man,
and I know how bad you want that championship.
Man. Man, ooh, that'd be goodness. Crazy.
I know how bad you want that championship, man. And that means we have two family members that win a championship with the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the same position, wearing the same number. Man, blessings, blessings, blessings. Man, last question before we transition to around the league. When you look at the Steeler team right now as we see it, of course, continuing to make additions via free agency. And, of course, you have the draft coming up as well with a lot of big-time potential picks for the Steelers. Do you believe this is a team that can contend? Now, granted, didn't make the playoffs last year. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. Experience is there, especially on the defensive side, year two with a young quarterback. You look at all the pieces. You had the opportunity to be around Pittsburgh. I know you haven't seen the entire team yet, but just based on the knowledge you have, do you think this is a team that can contend to try to get back into the tournament, which is the major goal? Because when you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. What are your thoughts?
I really do, you know, and it starts with the head man, you know, having a great understanding of the pulse of his team, understanding what his team can do well, understanding the weakness of his team, and also understanding, you know, his quarterback situation. He's not going to put his quarterback in any unfamiliar situations. You know, he's going to rely on his defense, rely on, you know, our running game, you know, put us in position. Also our skill players, you know, to get open when their number is called, you know. But I do think, you know, we can contend right now, you know, because the pieces are there, you know. Now, you know, we just have to go out, you know, and trust the process, continue to lean on Coach Mike T to put us in the position to be successful and let everything else fall after that. Because think about it, you know, when Kenny Pickett came into the lineup, I believe they went 6-2, you know, it was just a different spunk, a different attitude and a different identity, you know, once he became the full-time starting quarterback. So, you know, when you can finish off the season hot, you tend to, you know, enter that next season hot as well. So it's hopefully we can keep that trend going and see how far it takes us.
No question. And most importantly, man, stay healthy. That's always one of the major pluses in regards to teams being good and successful, staying healthy. So yes, we got to wait and see, but this should be so far it's been an entertaining offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love what the guys have done. Omar Khan, man, salute to Omar. He's done a phenomenal job nailing it in free agency so far this year. So we have to wait and see what happens during the draft. And I think he will continue to nail it as well. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it's time to tap into what's happening around the league. Stay tuned.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're right back. Hope you guys are with us as well. There's a lot to talk about in regards to around the league info. Let's tap in with the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, we love the Minnesota Vikings, man. We still rock and roll with the Minnesota Vikings. But there's been a lot going on with your former team, Pat P. Now, of course, I know you are up to date about what has been happening. But what was your reaction to everything going on with the Vikings? Cutting Eric Kendricks, Adam Thielen, Cam Dantzler got cut, as well as Za'Darius Smith requesting a trade. Harrison Smith, there were some kind of concerns about what will happen with him. He will be sticking around for at least one more year. You know, what were your thoughts about everything that was happening, especially during the time when you were trying to go back to Minnesota?
Well, you know, I've been in the game, you know, going on 13 years, and you typically see when it's a turnover like this, you know, the coach and the new GM, they want their guys in there. They want guys that they want to draft, guys that they maybe have from previous teams that, you know, understand their system. And kind of, you know, make it move a little bit fluent, because you got to think about it when coming into, you know, their first year, it's pretty much not makeshift, but it's kind of like leftovers, you know, from the previous team. And you kind of going into that year, you know, with pretty much what you have. Yeah. And then, you know, coming and going into year two, you kind of want to build your own identity, and, you know, and that's kind of what, you know, it seems like what they're doing now. It's they're going with a big turnover and want to get their guys in there that they feel that can get them over the hump.
Yeah. And talking about getting over the hump, you had a real good 2-year tenure there in Minnesota, and you were at Minnesota where you had a cafeteria, right? You decided to sign with Pittsburgh Steelers. And last time I checked, they had a nice cafeteria as well. Yeah. They have a nice cafeteria as well, where they feed the players and you don't have to pay for your own food. And I'm only bringing that up because looking at Minnesota, you know, you talk about the cafeteria atmosphere, weight room, they got all A's. And the reason why this is a little small discussion, even though this happened weeks ago, you know, that's important for us because we spend a lot of time at the facility. You know, when the treatment of families, the nutrition, the weight room, training room, the strength staff, the training staff, all of those things are very, very important in our development as players, especially the food. And something that we found out weeks ago, you know, your former team, the first team you played for, the Arizona Cardinals, the treatment of families, they got an F. Nutrition, they got an F-. The weight room, they got an F-. Training room, they got an F. Strength staff, they got an A. Training staff, they got a B+. And they make their players pay for their food. Now, on social media, I was hearing a lot of people saying, well, they're millionaires, they should be able to pay for your food. You should be able to pay for your own food. That's not the norm in the NFL. Right. That's not the norm. You don't pay for your food. When we're there, we eat for free. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what we do. Did you pay for your food in Minnesota?
No.
I ain't pay for my food in Pittsburgh. We eat for free. And it's not about can we afford it. The way in the NFL in regards to organizations is that they feed us. We there. But your former team, the first team, they made you pay for your food.
I mean, Matt, that's what they said. I don't know because I really never
paid attention to your check.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. I paid attention to my check.
And, but you know the little things that come out of your check that
column right there on the side on the left side. I look at all that cat. So yeah, they wasn't taken out of my check because you don't even see my face. So
because you didn't eat there, right? So they couldn't take anything out of your check because you wasn't eating what they were supplying.
Nope, not at all. And to their credit, I know they said the cafeteria, they did have a cafeteria because I was there on both. You know, I was there when the building was, my office was bigger than the locker room that I'm sitting in right now. But
man, I remember that experience.
Yeah, so I had an opportunity to see both of them. The new renovation is basically all they added was the cafeteria and, you know, pushed out the weight room a little bit more, but I mean, it is what it is.
Man, yeah, when I heard that, I think about when I was there for a year in Arizona, I'm like, dang, because I was so accustomed to not paying attention to about if they were taking money out for my check for food because they didn't, you know, we ate for free. So now they probably were doing it back then. I just didn't pay attention.
Yeah, they probably was, but I definitely pay attention to all my checks because I ain't going to say that, but yeah. We tend to have some issues over there on the tax side of there and on that.
Well, don't worry about it. They're going to feed you real good. One thing I know about Pittsburgh, that cafeteria, boy, that breakfast be on point, them French toast sticks.
Yes, sir. Ooh,
with that good syrup, that breakfast going to be on point. Lunch going to be excited, on that man. Dinner. On Friday, they're going to have that good barbecue in there for you too. You get some ribs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. They make your pizza, right? Make your own pizza and all that.
Yeah, make your own pizza. You see it. Yes, okay. Sir. Yes, sir. If you want an omelet in the morning, they go ahead and make it for you too in the morning. You got to be fed properly if you want to go out and put forth the effort that you need to put forth. So that's the thing. The thing, Pat P. No question. Hey, great show. Got an opportunity to tap in with the newly signed Pittsburgh Steeler, number 20, Patrick Peterson. Man, y'all make sure y'all go support our guy. The jerseys are out right now. You want to go get a jersey? Go get it, because number 20 is going to be hot this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Pat P, man, take care, man. Next time we see you when we see you. And the same can be said for all you guys watching us, listening to us. Make sure you tell a friend about what we're doing here at All Things Covered. We're dropping nothing but fire every episode. Peace.
Peace.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina. Yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.